You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. I'm guessing the guys from Crop Metcalf will be busy over the next few days with temps being what they are of late. Into the high 80s, if not the low 90s.
You know what? Rom texted me about needing Crop to come to his parents. And you, I looked at it and I was like,
you completely spaced it.
I was walking into my garage when I was reading it.
Yeah.
And I just forgot.
You forgot. Did he dub them Rom Metcalf? Is that, that's his bit?
I don't think he did. I think he was
weasel his name into every single conversation whenever he can.
So he didn't follow up?
I saw this in the evening. Yeah, sorry, dude.
I'm not ready for 90 degrees in April.
It was hot yesterday.
It was hot. Too hot. Sorry, it was too hot yesterday.
I also have, I was playing some soccer in the front yard, side yard. I have a big time mosquito problem.
Ooh, mosquitoes.
All kinds of bugs in my front yard.
Do you have, like, is there water nearby or something?
Yeah,
is there
no.
Some
no.
Moisture?
I don't know why. Yeah. No, I mean, it couldn't be more dry yesterday.
That has been, like, a specialty industry that I've noticed over the last, like, 5 to 10 years. You see, like, in people's yards, it's, like, treated by whatever mosquito company.
Yes.
Like, I don't know the names of these companies,
well,
but
funny.
Those signs are in people's yards. Like,
I won't
when
say
there's an outbreak.
So we had an event yesterday. Kevin Jones put on something for St. Andrews at Norbeck, right? A golf tournament. So we had a great time. D. Smith was out there. I was playing with D.
Norbeck was hopping yesterday.
Were you out there playing tennis?
I was playing pickle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
a lot of cars in the lot.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big day. And I was out there and we were playing and D is a member somewhere. I won't say where. But he said he loved the place where he's a member at, but that they just have mosquitoes everywhere. Oh. And he was like, I don't know what they're doing here, but at least it wasn't yesterday. It wasn't an issue.
Gave them high marks.
Wasn't
for
an
no
issue.
Skeeters.
We had no skeeters.
I don't know why. I heard one of my neighbors, I mean, I think it's common in my neighborhood, that said that at one point they hired one of these mosquito companies.
Yeah.
And the side effect was it killed all the grass.
Ah. Oh.
So I don't know. I like having a nice lawn.
I'd rather have dead grass and not a million mosquito bites on my body.
Yeah.
Personally.
Not a big thing. We just called it quits, basically.
Yeah.
Played soccer outside
for
10, 15 minutes. It was like, let's just go back inside.
Yeah. I do think there is something to be said for the pheromones or whatever that you release. They definitely like certain people. In other words, my wife, being Asian, I don't know if it's an Asian thing, but she's, you know, obviously different person than me, but They go to her. They go to my daughters. They don't touch me.
You better load yourself up with some.
Maybe I'm just stinky. Maybe they don't. Maybe
that's what it is. It's the natural repellent.
Yeah.
The sweat.
But
the stank.
Like, if my wife is one of those people, and I'm, maybe some of you guys are this way, if she goes on the driveway and there are mosquitoes, she'll have 9 bites in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
like literally.
I think they generally stay away. I mean, I'll get some bites here and there, depending if there's a lot of them around, but for the most part, they tend to stay away.
I don't know I don't know what nectar they're looking for.
They're out for blood.
They're not looking for
mine. They're just out
for
blood is what they are. They're greedy little bloodsuckers is what they are.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't prepared for. Yes, the AC's on in the house. I had to put the AC on.
Of course.
I put that on Sunday.
It's 90 degrees outside.
I went upstairs.
I'm just saying we were talking about how early you put the AC on. It's on. Wasn't happy about it, but I put it on.
I went upstairs. I this didn't even make sense to me. And it was 81 degrees, right? And I know.
Untenable.
Right.
I looked, unacceptable.
The heat was on upstairs.
Yeah. You just, come on. That's just malfeasance.
What's going on? Yeah, so I didn't even know how to adjust the damn thing, but I figured it out.
It was getting so warm in my house yesterday that I actually did the thermostat myself. Usually I leave that to my wife.
Yeah, I don't really.
And she's the queen of the stat.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's like 75 degrees in here. This will not stand.
No.
So I had to press a button heat to cool.
Wow, you're a hero.
I am quite the hero.
When you go, this is what I know. What it, I keep it in my house, but when I go to a hotel, it's kind of the same thing. I like it 70.
First thing I do.
70.
First thing I'll do
temp.
Tomorrow when I go Perfect to MGM, temp. I will walk into my room.
Yeah.
I'll put my bag down on the first of the two queen beds.
Yeah.
And then I will walk to the wall.
Right.
To the thermostat and set it at 66 or 67.
Oh, my God.
Because I like
freezing.
It nice, like my teeth chattering when I come back after I bust out of the tournament. And I crawl under the covers and I make sure no skin is exposed. And I sleep in the cold, dark.
So I think that is better for sleeping.
Fantastic.
You got another Cakes Classic tomorrow.
That's correct, yes.
First Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm, first Wednesday.
I did ask my son if there's ever any openings.
Mm.
He said September, October, once school starts.
Okay.
Because a lot of his classes are remote.
Oh, beautiful.
So, you know, September,
October.
Okay, so he's looking
like early fall, to mid-fall. Okay, good.
If there's ever any opportunities.
I'll put it on the tentative calendar going forward.
It's like, you know. No lacrosse now. We're starting to. He needs things to look forward
to. He needs to branch out.
Yeah. And he loves poker.
He needs to fill up his calendar.
Loves poker. We're going to work on his golf game a little bit.
Good. Very good.
What else are we going to do? Maybe some pickle. He loves pickle, too.
Pickle's great.
Yeah.
Who doesn't rhymes with their last name, too. Fantastic.
Unfortunately.
It just dovetails that way.
Unfortunately, it does.
I love pickles more than pickle.
Oh, I love both, but I love pickleball more than pickles.
Drabby put here that Tyson's fight against Jake Paul is now sanctioned professional. But so it was going to be like an exhibition before, correct?
Right.
It doesn't, I mean, I don't think it changes much.
I don't understand.
It's not like a legit fight.
That's good.
So they're not wearing headgear, but they have super heavy gloves.
Well, they're doing 14-ounce gloves, right?
14-ounce gloves.
What do heavyweights typically fight?
I think the rounds are 2 minutes.
The rounds are shorter.
How old's Tyson? Is he 56?
Yeah.
I think the heavyweights may fight with 8-ounce gloves.
No.
JP, I'm going to test you on your boxing movie knowledge.
Where you guys, if you're 150 or less, because I looked it up.
Movie does this quote come from? This is supposed to be an exhibition. Come on, JP, you got to know that.
One of the Rockies.
It's Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Drago is beating Apollo Creed's ass, and his manager is
that
like.
That was your. Okay, that was your manager?
Yeah, that's the manager stepping in, trying to save his fighter.
So, take this.
Come on, JP.
Take this for whatever
while
it's
Rocky's
worth.
Holding the towel.
Yeah, well, this is before that, yeah.
This is fightcamp.com. So some website where they, you know, they teach boxing or something. They say, okay, this is on a heavy bag, so I don't know if this is the same. On a heavy bag, if you're 125 to 150 pounds, 12-ounce gloves. If you're 150 to 175, 14-ounce gloves. If you're 175, 16-ounce. But that's a heavy bag, so maybe that's not fair.
I think they're usually 10 for
a heavyweight.
Tyson Fury, Ngannou fight, I think they were 10.
Yeah, so these are 14.
That sounds about right. I think when I fought my pro boxing match, my gloves were 8-ounce gloves.
Yeah,
now, in training, we use 16.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But still, I think, trust me, if you hit me with a 14-ounce glove, it's going to hurt.
Oh, of course it would hurt.
Yeah, but there's a big difference. It's just like the difference between like boxing punches and then in MMA where there's hardly anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's 2 minute rounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am intrigued. I don't know why.
I'm more intrigued.
It's a 56-year-old man or 57-year-old man.
Headgear. I'm out on headgear stuff. I'm out on sparring.
I know.
So
but,
now you are intrigued.
But he hasn't looked
I'm
good.
I'm always intrigued by Tyson.
Mike Tyson can look good in a little 10-second training video.
I don't expect him to look good.
But he hasn't looked good in boxing in well over 20 years.
Yeah. He's an old man. Yeah. He's Mike Tyson. He's
you saw his last fight, his last real fight, and he quit.
Yeah.
No one's expecting him to look good.
I don't expect him to look good. I would just like to see him get lucky and pop that Paul kid one time.
Yeah.
Whichever Paul kid it is.
Jake. That would be cool to me. So I am, and he's just a mystery. I went and saw Mike Tyson, of all people on the planet, do stand-up. Mike Tyson.
It's a one-man
How
show.
How was that?
Mike Tyson is intriguing to me. It wasn't half bad. He was, because you know why?
That was a Spike Lee production.
Because I got Riz, EB. I got the Riz.
I mean, they had the whole thing plotted out. I'm sure he's reading off teleprompter the whole time. But
he
was up on
slides,
stage.
Right, in the background.
There was a whole presentation. And you can't take your eyes off the guy.
Mm.
He's the most interesting guy.
Mesmerizing.
Yes, he is. And he actually was funny. You're not like...
Well, you're going to have to give me the recap on that because there's no chance I'm watching that.
But. Is it in June or July?
It? What's the date?
Is it July 20th?
I think it's July.
Know.
Yeah. That's a while away.
I'll probably rip it somewhere. I'm probably not going to spend money.
No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on
Netflix. Not spending any
money.
My
wife was trying to cancel Netflix the other day. That's how busto we are.
Oh, really?
$20 a month?
She's really looking to tighten the belt.
And I said, I mean, I do watch it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we should still have it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's down to our last 20 bucks, then it's over.
You're going to tell Dina, how am I going to watch the last season of Stranger Things? It's coming out in a few months.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me yesterday on the golf course if I'm watching Shogun.
No, you're not watching Shogun, which is on Hulu.
Yeah,
you're not watching it.
I have some access to Hulu, so people...
Speaking of TV...
I got Shogun conversation at the urinals from Chepe.
Well, I remember the show.
Everyone's talking about it now?
It's an old miniseries got redone by Hulu.
Recently?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
The original Shogun was probably, what, early 80s?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I need TV viewing advice. Now, obviously, no Caps to watch. I'm not going to watch the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's dumb, with the Caps eliminated. Valdez... I've blown through every season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. My wife and I consumed that entire series.
Quick.
I think it's like 16 seasons.
Whoa.
Maybe 17. So we just burned through that. I don't know what to watch. My youngest son says, watch Fallout. I don't know if I'm into Fallout.
I tried watching a little of it. That's post-apocalyptic world.
Yes, correct.
It's not that good.
Not sure if I'm into that, though he raves about it. I did one episode of Shogun that was I don't know. I don't know what to watch. I don't know what to do, Valdez. I'm paralyzed over here.
Maybe you can start working for a charity.
Oh, that's like the funniest thing you've ever said.
Hey, maybe you need to start. Maybe you should start reading.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Hicks
do that.
Is somewhat of a reader.
He reads on vacation.
He's the biggest reader of this group.
Yeah, I don't. It's really slowed down. Like really slowed down.
Right.
Maybe I need a new book. Need a new poker book or new terrorism book.
You can only read Super System so many times.
That's right. I mean, Doyle Brunson.
Well, you could just start playing more Sit and Goes.
Could do that. It's very true.
Go.
More rigged online Sit and Goes.
Could be
I mean,
doing
he only
that.
Plays dollar Sit and
I mean,
Goes anyway.
Can we be grown-ups here and just legalize online poker again? Like the fact
I don't get it.
I mean, we've got brick-and-mortar casinos
every block. It's beyond absurd.
Yeah, I can't go fire up a $1.05 sit and go and win $3.
No,
what
you
are
can't.
We doing
you
here?
You go buy weed wherever you want. I mean, it's insane.
Mm. I mean, there is a weed dispensary in my neighborhood that place just, all it does, just prints money.
You see people coming and going?
Of course. Went to Wasabi Zen for lunch yesterday for some sushi. Sush lunch with my two sons. Everybody's walking up the sweet spot.
I asked Cakes what he had for dinner last night, and he said he went to Grill Marks,
which is
the restaurant right near his house, right?
Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's the owner of that again? What's the guy's name?
Andy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is the guy that used to own Caddies or still owns Caddies?
I think it's the same guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy
And I said, Cakes, what did you have to drink with your meal?
Yeah.
He said, I don't know. Would you have water?
I had water and a Diet Coke.
Yeah. I said, wait a minute. It's malpractice not to have a cocktail or a glass of wine or beer with your dinner.
Didn't have any of those.
He said, he later in the evening?
He waited until he got home to have his beer.
Right. I'm a cheapskate.
At that perfect time. I try. Right before bed.
Why would I? Sometimes I will splurge, but why would I pay like $8 or $9 for a draft beer when I can get a 12-pack or a 6-pack of beer for about the same price?
Because you don't care about money. You got millions in the bank. And Diet Coke is, what, $3-4?
Probably.
All right. Well, why not just double it up and get yourself a beer?
I mean, maybe next time I will. Last night, I just wasn't feeling it. But I did have two before bed. Standard two beers.
You know, it's probably the most, I do the same thing sometimes. It's the most inopportune time. It's the worst time to have a drink. It's right before you lay down.
Yeah, but when when else am I going to have it?
I don't know.
Happy hour?
Like 5 o'clock? Yeah.
At dinner?
Yeah. I guess I could have it at dinner.
Yeah.
I choose to have them or before dinner. I lie down.
Right before you lie down. It's literally the worst time you could have
it. Send those carbs right to my love handles.
Right to love handles.
As soon as I drink them.
Destroys your esophagus.
It's fine. My esophagus, I'll just get it opened up again the next time I get a colonoscopy. I'll get the 2-for-1. I'll get the double dipper.
By the way, my oscopy's coming up next Friday. Next week is going to be brutal.
Yeah, next Thursday is going to stink on
ice
for you.
It's one night that sucks.
I know, but it lasts forever.
What do you mean? Seemingly lasts
forever.
You mean
like the next day, like still?
Well, it just lasts forever because you're miserable, so it just seems like it takes longer, so Thursday night's going to seem
like 2 days. You will get that
2 days.
They'll give you that silly anesthesia to send you off. That's amazing.
Well, a good sleep.
It's amazing.
It's the best sleep ever. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to next week.
I told my wife last night, speaking of sleep, and I was like, I just got to go to bed at 9, not 10. Why am I starting my nighttime routine at 10?
I'm with you.
You know, because it's just a wake up and just pondering life every morning. The meaning of life.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Well, I'm killing myself.
If I put myself to bed an hour earlier, it would make all the difference in the world.
Certainly would. It would definitely help.
Yeah.
Last week,
I got
wrecked.
You've been saying that for years.
I just refused to do it. I can do it for a couple days.
You refused to do it.
Last week, I got wrecked because I stayed up for a Lakers-Nuggets game. Last night, I had discipline. I would not allow myself to turn it on. Went to bed before. Missed a classic. Jamal Murray wins it at the buzzer again.
Yep.
Well, not really at the buzzer, but like 2 seconds.
Was that
left.
A two or a three hit?
Hit a two.
Hit a two. Yep. So they're up. They're gone. Lakers are gone.
Somehow I'm okay with missing a classic, EB. I'm okay with missing Jamal Murray classics.
Yeah.
You're missing great basketball.
My life will be okay.
The only thing I saw is that LeBron didn't shake hands again. This is like his bit, right?
He's a sore loser.
When he gets eliminated, he just leaves the court.
Hands. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of douchey.
It's not a good look. Listen.
Not kind of douchey.
I don't like
douchey.
Apologizing. It's hard for me.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like saying I'm wrong or something. I really have a hard time with it. And I don't like losing.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do it.
Got to be
not
a good
as
loser.
Bad as when Isaiah and the Pistons just walked off the court against the Bulls.
With time left.
With time left, right?
I mean,
you're right. If you get eliminated, go up and
you gotta
dap your boys up.
You're going to dap up Joker?
Just dap them up and say good luck.
It's one of the great things about hockey. I think it's one of the great things about lacrosse. These guys are trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
And it's different in basketball, but you know, in college, you line up and shake their effing hands.
Just be a man.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Just man up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man up and shake a hand.
They did that. The Caps did that with the Rangers,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, of course.
And they hate each other.
Tradition.
So they hate each other's guts.
So do they actually shake hands, or are they just
fist bump? Yeah, they're handshaking.
No, they do it. You just respect. You give it. You know, it's just like these boxers or whatever, these MMA guys. They try to kill each other.
Right.
Then they, you know. Mm-hmm. Give him a hug or shake your hand.
Joker's pretty good. 25 points, 20 rebounds, 9 assists. LeBron played really, really well all series long. But in the end, the Lakers actually lead the games 70% of the games against the Nuggets. But the Nuggets know how to close out. I watched the highlights at the end of the game. Joker, offensive rebound, scores a couple buckets. Jamal Murray hits big shots. So they are the Lakers' daddy.
Nuggets, Thunder, and T-Wolves have advanced. We're waiting for the Mavs' Clips.
Yes, which is tied at 2.
Tied at 2, and I guess they're playing tonight, yep.
All right, coming up later on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock, we will be joined by Logan Paulson. We'll break down the Commanders' draft class and more with him. That's at 9. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. The Nats are on fire and more. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.